City Clerk Brenda Hall, who initially verified and counted the signatures, admitted in a recent legal filing that the effort to hold a recall election for Ward 3 Councilmember Allison Patron actually does not have enough verified signatures. Patron filed a lawsuit against Hall in her official capacity as a clerk in September, alleging additional signatures were invalid. Assistant City Attorney Rick Knighton says Patron and her attorney found 12 signatures that they thought were duplicates. After further review of the signatures in question, Hall and legal staff agreed 8 of the signatures should be thrown out as duplicates. This means the amount of valid signatures would be 2,570, which is 3 short of the number needed to force a recall election. Knighton says the court will be the one to determine whether or not the petition is valid.
If the court decides the petition is valid, then council will have to schedule an election. If the court says it's not valid, then council doesn't have to schedule an election. But obviously, there are a lot of nuances in terms of how it will ultimately get resolved, because depending upon which way the court rules, somebody may have a right to appeal, and that's just going to draw things out longer.
The attorney for Unite Norman has filed a motion to intervene in the lawsuit. The group first filed recall petitions for the mayor and 4 city council members in July after the Norman City Council voted to remove $865,000 from the police department's proposed budget. For KGOU, I'm Caitlin Howard.